Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And may God's grace and peace be with you. It is a privilege for you to have, for me, to be here with you this morning. I didn't get a chance, actually, to formally thank you for the love offering you gave to my family when we had our second daughter back in August.
我没有在一个很正式的场合向大家来感谢, 因为我二女儿生的时候,大家给我一个很好的爱心的奉献, 我在此来向大家祝感谢。
So I just want to take this opportunity to formally thank you and let you know that we have been deeply encouraged by your giving and by the support of this community coming around us.
很感谢大家的支持,还有对我们的爱护,真的是在这里特别的献上感谢。
My second daughter was born very healthy, and she's doing really well. She's about 5 months old now.
我的老二 Alexa, 她已经是 5个月多, 所以她现在很健康。
But do keep us in prayer this week, because both of them were sick this whole week, and my wife just got sick this morning, I think. So now 3 out of 4 of us are sick.
请继续为我们祷告, 因为这个两个孩子都 感冒, 然后我的太太感冒, 所以在我家中有3个人都感冒, 请大家为我们祷告。
But anyway, I'm glad to be able to bring the word of God to you this morning, as I'm pretty healthy to do so. So let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we just pray that your name would be magnified in our hearts this morning as we open up your word together and dig deep. And Lord, may your word, through your Holy Spirit's power, convict us. May your spirit bring clarity into it, and may it bring true transformation into our hearts this morning. And so now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So the Christmas season ended this past week, and so did the craziness of shopping.
这个礼拜呢,圣诞季节就接近尾声,那购物的狂热也慢慢的退去。
But unlike maybe 20 years ago, or maybe even 10 years ago, that craziness is less crazy today because of online shopping, right?
在20年前呢,购物是比较狂的,但是呢,现在因为有这个网购,所以说大家不必就到这个店面去排队,很早去排队,这样子。
As you know, Amazon.com is today's department store giant, much like the company Sears was over a century ago.
亚马逊呢是今日最大的网上百货公司，就像在100年前一样，Sears呢是最大的一个百货公司。
Now, when Sears first started business in 1893, they revolutionized shopping. Right? They took the stores and brought it to your doorstep, literally.
在1893年的时候，Sears呢，他们开始他们的生意，他们在购物方面是很革命性的，他们呢。 你就不必到店里去了,他们就把店面开到你家门口,所以呢, yeah.
In that day, ordering by mail was as miraculous as today, ordering online.
那时候呢,邮购就跟今天网购一样,是非常的特别的。
Now in business, as some of you probably know, whenever there's an unprecedented innovation like this that totally propels a company above its competitors, we call that a disruptive innovation.
在商业界有一个名词描述一个史无前例的创新，这个创新呢就让一个公司呢能超越，它就被称为一个叫颠覆性的创新。A disruptive
innovation is something that just leaves other competitors, you know, trying to figure out how to get back into the market effectively.
颠覆性的创新呢就让所有的已经在市场上的竞争对手呢 要来跟随这个创新者。
So Sears was the Amazon before Amazon.
Sears呢就是在以前的亚马逊。
But just a few weeks ago or a few months ago, Sears filed for bankruptcy.
在一两个月前呢，Sears呢它宣布倒闭破产。
And that's because they failed to adapt their catalog to an online version, and so they lost out to Amazon.
因为他们呢没有 跟着上这个网购的潮流，没有将自己公司的这个产品都放上网上。
And so the internet was disruptive in its own right, and so a company like Amazon capitalized on that, but Sears couldn't.
互联网的兴起呢，是一个很颠覆性的 啊，就像一个公司一样，亚马逊一样，它就是趁机而起，但是它取代了Sears。
There are other innovations, disruptive innovations in history. For example, the Ford Model T, which was the first affordable automobile for most people, and so that disrupted the market for transportation as well.
啊，在以前的历史中也有这样的例子，像福特公司呢，它在1908年它出了一款T 啊，是一种国民车，那也是一个很颠覆性的一个车型。
Now, all of this got me thinking, are there any disruptive individuals, individuals whose birth or arrival into the public sphere totally changes the way we understand our reality?
啊，这就让我思考到是否在历史上也有这样一种颠覆性的人呢？这个人的来到呢，就颠覆了对我们所熟悉的环境的现实的全部的颠覆了我们的认知。
Now, even when we consider the ideal person, so for example, maybe some people think of Mother Teresa or Gandhi or maybe even Confucius, they still fit the same mold, don't they?
当我们想象思考到就可能有像修女 Teresa 或是甘地或是孔夫子，但是呢，其实他们都还是落在同样的一个模式当中。
Maybe this person that we think of has good morals, good teaching, they have a good reputation.They're wise.
他们是有很好的名声，有很好的道德标准，也很有智慧，很会教导。
But is there a rival in history? Is it truly disruptive? Does it truly cause us to rethink the way we understand our reality?
但他们是有没有真正的颠覆了我们所认知的世界价值观？然后。
And so I think you know where I'm going with this. I can't think of anyone else besides Jesus himself.
除了耶稣以外，我没有办法想起任何人。
Jesus was truly disruptive, and I think that's what Mark is trying to illustrate to us here in our passage.
耶稣呢，真的是一个非常有颠覆性的人。在马可福音里面，马可就想让我们来知道。
I think what Mark is trying to do is the best way he can to show his readers how disruptive Jesus and his authority was. Most of his readers were not eyewitnesses, you see.
马可呢，想让这些没有亲眼见过耶稣的读者来从耶稣的话语也行为当中呢，来知道耶稣是一个非常有颠覆性的人物。
And he does this by showing how radical and astonishing Jesus' authority is, his authority over truth, his authority over the spiritual, and then his authority over the physical.
马可呢，想要让大家知道耶稣的权柄是非常的令人的讶异而前进的。耶稣的权柄呢，显现在真理方面，在属灵方面，还有在肉体方面。
So let's look at God's word together, starting at verse 21.
让我们一起来看经文，从这个二十一节。
And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority.And not as the scribes.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂，教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Now Mark doesn't elaborate on the content of Jesus' preaching. It probably dealt with the kingdom of God, which was introduced to us earlier in chapter 1.
耶稣呢没有在这边说明，不是马可没有在这边没有说明耶稣教导了什么，也许是在前面章节有关神国的事。
But rather, Mark focuses on the way that Jesus taught and then people's reaction to it.
马可呢，在这里是放在将重点放在耶稣教导的方式，还有众人的反应。
There was a particular authority over the truth in the way that he taught.
耶稣呢，在真理的教训上面呢，有一种很独特的权威。
Verse 22 says, Mark says, he taught them as one who had authority, not as the scribes.
在二十二节里面，马可说，耶稣的教导不像文士的教训，而是像一位有权柄、权威的人的教导。
Now the scribes were teachers of the law of Moses.
文士呢是摩西律法的老师。
And they were experts in the interpretation and the application of the law of Moses.
他们也是摩西律法的解释和应用的专家。
Now some were Pharisees and some were Sadducees.
文士中呢有法利赛人，也有撒都该人。
But what they all had in common.Was that they taught by citing other sources?
但是文士呢，共同特点，他们就是会用其他人的传统来教导。
They cite what they call the traditions of the fathers or other rabbis that came before them. They would use those sources in order to teach.
他们常常会用这个父辈的传统，或是说某个拉比的传统，所以他们常常会说拉比怎么说怎么说。
However, Jesus spoke authority that comes directly from himself.
然而，耶稣的教导的权柄是直接从天父那边而来。
He claimed to be the primary source.
他是教导的源头。
He speaks literally with authority. In English, the root word there is author. He is the author of truth.
他说话带有权柄，在英文这个权柄呢，这个就是英文就是作者。
And no wonder Mark says that they were astonished at his teaching. The word astonished here is a very strong word.
难怪呢，这个马可会说，会众对他的说话非常的讶异。这个讶异呢是，
The word includes feelings of fear and alarm.
这个讶异这个字呢，代表了惧怕还有警惕。
In the Greek, the word used here has the root of to strike. So, for example, we have the saying, someone was struck with fear or struck with amazement.
在希腊文中呢，这个字根呢是击打，就好像说我们呢某人呢被吓到一样。
The word reflects an awareness of the disturbing nature of Jesus' presence.
这个字呢就反映了当耶稣出现的时候呢，我们会有一种被打扰的感觉。
There was a sense of something different and in the way that Jesus taught that made people uneasy and yet still intrigued.
这种感觉呢会让人感觉不安，但是却又会被他深深吸引。
Now when we encounter God's word truly, when we encounter God's truth truly, it has a sense of doing that, doesn't it?
当我们遇到了神的真理的时候，我们是不是也会有这样的感觉，不是吗？
We are simultaneously intrigued by it, and yet when it confronts us, it does make us uncomfortable.
我们会被那个真理吸引，但是呢，也会被让我们觉得不舒服。
Because we in our sinful tendency, we want to naturally hide from the truth and not be exposed by it.
因为在我们的罪性当中，我们的罪性是要离开这个真理，我们不要来面对它。
So I think all of that is wrapped up in this word here when they were astonished and amazed.
所以说在这些都是在这个惊讶里面就表现了这样的一个感觉。
And yet the hearers here in Mark were intrigued and they wanted to know more. They were hungry to hear from God himself because this whole time, maybe for so long, they've just been relying on these other teachers of the law.
所以他们真的是这些会众呢，很有渴望听到从神自己来的，因为他们以前都是从文士那边听来的。
And so, just as a point of application, when we encounter God's truth, whether it's in church or in our private study time, does it make us uneasy and challenged?
所以在应用上呢，我想请问各位，就是当我们在我们自己在教会的时候，或是在我们自己灵修的时候，听到了神的话语的时候，是否有让我们有这种不安，却又带有挑战性、激励性的感觉呢？
A good sign that we are encountering Jesus himself through his word is that we become challenged to the point that we are compelled to act, compelled to change, compelled to do something.
假如我们听到这神的话，我们就被挑战、被激起来，能想要去做的话，那这就是一个很好的现象。
Compelled to be more Christ-like, more today than yesterday, and more tomorrow than today.
我们就感觉说我们要今天要比昨天更好，明天要比今天更好。
And so that was Jesus demonstrating his authority over truth.
这个就是耶稣所要彰显出来他在真理上的权柄。
Now immediately after that, he demonstrates his authority over the spiritual. Let's look at verse 23 and 24 together.
在属灵的权柄上面，我们来看23章到28节。
And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有何相干？你来毁灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And so suddenly in the synagogue service, there was a man that came who was possessed with an unclean spirit or a demon.
在忽然间呢，在会堂的崇拜中，有一个被污鬼所附着的人，所以这个崇拜就被中断了。
Now the man's personhood was so damaged that the demon could speak through the man.
这个人已经没有人性了，所以呢，污鬼可以借着他说话。
Now apparently Jesus' teaching was so disturbing in nature that it caused the demon to feel threatened, and so he had to reveal himself and say something.
很显然的，耶稣的教训是非常的有冲击性，所以巫鬼觉得他已经被威胁了，所以大声的叫喊。
So feeling threatened and defensive, he says to Jesus, "What have you to do with us?" Or which essentially means, "What do you have against us?" They wanted Jesus to leave them alone.
巫鬼感受到威胁，所以他喊叫说：“你与我们有何干呢？”这意思就是说，你为何要与我们作对？巫鬼要耶稣离开他们。
Now, if you're making good observations, you'll notice that the demon uses plural pronouns.
假如你的观察很入微的话，你会发现这个巫鬼他用了我们这个复数的代名词。
In other words, he's speaking for, not just for himself, but his fellow demons too, the whole demonic realm.
他不仅讲替他自己讲话，他也代表了整个巫鬼。
He's fearing that perhaps now might be the time when God's Son, the Messiah, will come and overthrow Satan and the whole demonic realm.
他担心的是耶稣不知道什么时候会对付那整个巫鬼的国度。
See, here in this verse, I think Mark is using some irony.
在这些章节里呢，马可呢是用了一个讽刺性的文笔。
Because the demon calls him Jesus of Nazareth, and that phrase of Nazareth being attached to Jesus' name is only used two other times in Mark.
在巫鬼呢称这个耶稣为拿撒勒人耶稣，在马可福音里面呢，这个拿撒勒人耶稣只用了两个次。
Now, what's the irony here? Well, if you remember, Nazareth is a very small little town.
这个有什么讽刺性呢？在大家知道，拿撒勒是一个很小的城镇。
And here, the demon, who represents the whole domain of Satan, cries out in fear over this man that comes out of literal Nazareth.
巫鬼呢，却代表了整个撒旦的国度。他在呼喊中显出他非常的害怕。被那从那个很小拿撒勒人城出来的耶稣来所毁灭。
And then the demon goes on to ask if Jesus has come to destroy them.
巫鬼呢就问耶稣是否要来灭亡他们。
And he says something interesting. He says, "I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God."
然后巫鬼说了一句很有趣的话，他说：“我知道你，你就是那圣者。
”But this is not a confession of faith like when we say it.
这个却不是像我们所说的一个是一个信仰的宣告。
It's actually a defensive attempt to gain control over Jesus based upon a concept of the day that if you can name someone perfectly and precisely, whether it's an individual or a spirit, that you can control them and gain mastery over them.
这个却不是一个信仰的宣告，而是一个很防卫性的手段，因为在当时呢，是一个很常用的一个方法。当你想要控制整个局面的时候呢，你会说准确的说出一个人的名字。那你就能控制驾驭整个局势。
But in verse 25, Mark says, Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him.
但耶稣就责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧，巫鬼。”那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来了。
Unlike other exorcists of that day, Jesus didn't require any magical formula or incantations or magical objects to drive out demons.
耶稣呢，不像当时赶鬼的法师一样，需要借着一些很神秘的方法，咒语或是法宝来赶鬼。
He did it through his own authority as expressed through simple words.
他就借着他带有权柄、很简单的话语，就把巫鬼赶出去了。
Now, why would Jesus silence him if he's telling the truth? That Jesus is the Holy One of God.
为什么耶稣要叫巫鬼不要出声呢？假如巫鬼所说的是真的呢？
Now, for one, if we're going to answer that question, Jesus doesn't need his identity to be publicized by demons.
第一点，耶稣呢不需要呢让巫鬼来公布他是弥赛亚的身份。
I mean, they might distort it. You know, Jesus will determine the time when he will reveal himself on his own terms.
耶稣呢，会他有自己的时间和方式啊，来决定他自己的的公布的时间，还有来到世上的使命。
But secondly, and I think more importantly, is that this exorcism at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, it sets the tone, it sets the theme for one of the purposes why Jesus has come to earth, and that is to destroy the works of Satan.
其实更重要的是，耶稣早期传道时，他很多的事工呢，叫赶鬼啊，都是显示了耶稣来到世上真正的目的，就是要毁灭撒旦的权势。
The battle for our salvation is spiritual in nature.
我们救恩呢，在本质上呢，就是一个属灵的战争。
Do we pray for spiritual matters?
我们常常为我们属灵的事来祷告吗？
Or are we only praying for physical and material things like maybe career and health?
还是我们的祷告只是为了我们看得见的，就像我们的工作、我们的健康来祷告？
Jesus' authority over the spiritual demonic forces tells us that we need to be looking to him for spiritual needs as well.
耶稣呢，在属灵上面的权柄呢，让我们知道，我们真的是需要在属灵的事上都来仰望耶稣。
I think it should be priority that we pray for our spiritual wellness and the spiritual wellness of our children as well.
我们真的是为我们自己属灵的生命来祷告，也要为我们的下一代孩子的生命的属灵生命来祷告。
I'm sad to say that there's a sense, I sense that.There's more urgency for our youth to be successful in academics more than in spiritual things.
我个人有一点伤感的就是，我觉得现在的父母呢，都是觉得在孩子在学业上的成就呢，比在属灵生命的成长呢更重要。
So let's remember to continually pray for their spiritual formation and spiritual growth.
让我们呢继续来为我们的孩子们下一代来祷告，在他们属灵的生命上来祷告。
Now in verse 27, Mark says, they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
27-28节，众人都惊讶，彼此对问说，这是什么事？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
Now, just again, why were they all amazed? Was it because they haven't seen an exorcism before?
他们为什么会惊讶呢？难道是他们从来没有看过赶鬼吗
？No, it's because they certainly have seen exorcisms, probably, but.What they were amazed about is because there was a different kind of authority here that they haven't seen before.
可能他们有看过，但是他们从来没有看过这样的权柄，用这样的方法来赶鬼。
They have no category in their minds to put this into.
他们没有办法将他们所看到的呢，来将其归类。
It was truly disruptive.
因为这是一种很颠覆性的方法。
We see that when it says.That they say he commands even the unclean spirits or the evil spirits, and they obey him.
他用权柄吩咐说，他们说他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼就都听从了他。
It's not uncommon to think of a man who gets the assistance of angels or, in a sense, commands angels. But here, we're dealing with an evil spirit that Jesus commands.
我们有时候。只要听到有人说 OK 他有天使的帮助那我们就好像说天使听了我们的话一样但是现在污鬼都听他的
And so what kind of man are we dealing with here where even his authority extends to the evil spirits as well
那这样的一个人是什么样的人呢因为他有高过 污鬼的权柄
And so here we have the power and authority of God himself on display
这里就让我们看到了神的权柄的彰显
Mark is showing us that in Jesus we are presented with God's tangible dominance over all things, including things that we often think are beyond control or out of control.
那马可在这里就让我们看到耶稣他的有神那超乎任何事物的大能与我们同在。我们有时认为超乎我们能掌握的，也都在神的掌握当中。
In Jesus we learn that God is sovereign over all evil. He permits evil, he allows evil.But he is Lord over the whole cosmos, including the evil within it.
在耶稣里，我们就认识到神是那掌管邪恶的世界的。他允许邪恶，他掌管整个宇宙，连在那宇宙里面的恶者也都是受他所掌控的。
Now, practically, what that means for us is that we can fully trust God, and live with zero fear about the evil and suffering in our lives.
这什么意思呢？对我们有什么意义呢？就是说，我们真的是可以仰望神 在我们的生活当中所有的患难跟痛苦呢，这都是神所掌握的。
I think some of us live with a crippling fear that satanic forces are somehow like God's equal and opposite force, that they are equal in their power, just the opposite of God's goodness.
在很多人的观念中呢，是不正确的观念，好像说这个恶势力呢跟神是对等的。
But Jesus here is demonstrating that he has no rival. He's unrivaled in power and authority.
在这里呢，耶稣就给我们看到呢，他是没有恶者是没有办法跟他比的，他是超过恶者的。
And yet, Mark immediately illustrates how Jesus is not indifferent to our physical needs either.
马可呢，马上要说明，耶稣对我们肉体的需要也是很非常的重视。
Immediately in verse 29, Mark says that he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them.
29节，他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
Now Mark doesn't elaborate on what kind of illness she has, but having fevers was one of the symptoms.
马可没有详细解释她得了什么病，只知道发烧是其中的一个特征病症。
Now more importantly, she was ill enough for them to tell Jesus about it, sort of an indirect way to ask Jesus to heal her.
主要是她病到说可以让他们去告诉耶稣，那也就是间接求耶稣来医治她。
Now Mark says that Jesus took her by the hand. You notice that? Whereas previously he performed an exorcism with a command, here he heals with a touch.
马可说呢，耶稣的拉着他的手，也许就在接触的那一刹那，在前面呢，耶稣行了赶鬼，在这里呢，耶稣他就医治。
Now that's not an insignificant detail. The physical touch was a sign of compassion and an identification with the one who suffers.
这个呢，我们有一种想法，就是我们不想去接触病人。
We have a natural tendency to avoid touching people who are sick.
对，我们有一种很自然的想法，就是不想去接触这个病生病的人。
But by touching someone, you are identifying with them. How so?
然而呢，我们去接触病人呢，去触摸病人，是代表我们认同他。
Because you're putting yourself out there, so that if you get sick as a result, then so be it.
因为你假如说因为去触摸这个病人而得病了，那又怎么样呢？
Now this kind of identifying with someone, if you touch them while they're sick, it means a lot to them because it shows them that you care more about them than you do for your own well-being.
这种认同生病或是在痛苦中的人是对他们有很大的鼓励，因为他们知道你很关心他们。
I mentioned earlier that this week my daughters are sick, and my oldest daughter has the flu, and she's had the flu the whole week.With on and off fevers.
上个礼拜我大女儿呢也感冒生病了，她有发烧，还有时候会呕吐。
She's had chills. She even threw up once.
有时候她会冒冷汗，有时候还会吐一下。
But in my care for her, I was very physical, touching, hugging, and holding.
当我在照顾她的时候呢，我跟她都常常有肉体的接
Now, not once did it cross my mind.That I shouldn't touch her so that I can avoid getting the risk of getting sick.
其实呢，不止一次呢，我想到了是否我应该去接触她，我会不会被传染呢？
And I know you've had that experience with your children as well.
我想每个人都有这样的一个想法经验。
Now, why? Why do we not think like that? Why are we so readily to just embrace and comfort them?
那我们为什么还要去抱她呢？抱这些也生病的人呢？
Because our love, my love for her, far exceeds.Any fear of getting sick?
因为我对他的爱大大的超过对这些有病传染性的害怕。
That's what touching a sick person means. You love them more than you love yourself.
这就是呢触摸一个病人所表达的，你爱他们呢远超过爱你自己。
Your concern for them exceeds your concern for yourself.
你对他们的关心呢远远超过你对自己的关心。
And so Jesus symbolically demonstrated that here in touching her while healing her.
耶稣呢，在此就用这个拉手呢医治来说明了这一点。
What was the result of Jesus' touch? It says that she was instantaneously healed.
耶稣的触摸带来了什么呢? 他经上说他马上得到医治。
Mark says the fever left her, but it's a very strong word. You can even translate it as the fever forsook her.
马可说热病退了，其实可以用更一个更强烈的字眼说，热病呢离去绝了他，离开了他。
If you notice, he's using similar language. The fever left her or was driven out of her in the same way that Jesus drove the demon out of the previous
individual. 你要是其实这个热病离开了他，就好像乌鬼离开了耶稣一样。
This is the kind of authority Jesus has even over our physical needs.
所以这就是耶稣在我们的肉体上也有他的权柄。
And then Mark says that she began to serve them, indicating that, well, first of all, the healing was effective, but also that she was healed for spiritual service.
马可说呢，他就开始来服侍他们，可以看出呢，这个医治是很有效果的。同时呢，他的被医治也是为了在属灵上面的服侍。
Now, in conclusion of this account, Mark writes in verse 32, that evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
马可在这边做一个结论，在32到34节。 天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的，都来到耶稣跟前。合成的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多各样的病人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。And
so let's summarize what Mark is teaching throughout this passage. Clearly, the theme that stands out is authority.
让我们来总结一下，马可要透过这些经文所要教导我们的，很清楚的，可以看出最重要的是他的权柄。
Jesus' authority is unparalleled, it's unprecedented, it's unrivaled.
耶稣的权柄呢，是无与伦比，没有前例，也没有比较的权柄。
And that is truly disruptive because we have never seen that before.
这是一种我们从没有看过的颠覆性的，有颠覆性的权柄。
But that leaves us with the question, why? Why does Jesus demonstrate his authority in these ways, namely in authority over truth, the spiritual and the physical.
那耶稣为什么要用这样的方法来彰显他的权柄呢?
Because they are all signs that point to him.
因为呢，这些都是指向耶稣的记号。
This is what salvation looks like. He is the embodiment of salvation.
这就是救恩的自己，救恩就是耶稣。
Salvation is not a thing. Salvation is a person.
救恩呢，它不是一件事情，它是一个人。
Oftentimes we think of salvation as a state of being, right? It's a state that I am in. I once was not saved and now I'm saved. It is my state.
救恩我们有时候想成说这是一种状态，我们在救恩里面或在救恩外面这样。
But here we see that salvation from by being in the truth and by being whole spiritually and by being whole physically, it is from Jesus himself. Salvation is a person.
救恩呢是一个人，就是说我们有救恩，就是我们在耶稣里。
In Jesus, we have salvation from all falsehood, meaning he is the author of truth.
在耶稣里面呢，我们就能在错误的道理上面得到救赎，因为耶稣就是真理的作者。
We have salvation spiritually, as demonstrated in his overcoming of Satan and demonic power.
我们在属灵上面也有了救恩，因为耶稣呢，他胜过了撒旦和魔鬼的势力。
And we have salvation physically, as demonstrated in his healings.
我们在肉体上呢，也得到了救恩，因为从他的这个 医治当中的例子当中，我们可以看到
，salvation is all of those things, and it is provided in Jesus alone.
救恩呢，就是上面所说的这一些，也只有透过耶稣，我们才能得到这些救恩。
We sometimes falsely believe that God only cares about the spirit, our spirit.
有时候呢，我们会认为说，耶稣呢，他只关心我们的灵魂。
But that can't be so. We are spirit body creatures.
但是呢，我们事实上是我们是一个有灵魂、有身体的被造物。
In Christ, God proves that he cares about the body.
在基督里呢，神证明了他关心我们的肉体。
And the primary evidence of that is in his resurrection.
那我们怎么知道呢? 那最重要的证据呢，就是说耶稣呢，他从死里复活了。
Jesus rose again in a new body, which guarantees that we also will have resurrection bodies like his.
耶稣复活的时候有个新的身体，这也向我们保证了主再来的时候，我们也会有一个复活的身体。
The healing ministries of Jesus described here are the sneak peeks of what is to come.
耶稣呢在此医治的这个事工呢，让我们可以窥探说我们将来要发生的事。
And what is to come is salvation in its complete form.
将来要发生的时候，就是救恩呢，在那时候就完全了。
Salvation is not a thing, salvation is a person. And that's why we are not saved simply by believing the right things, but by believing in Jesus, placing our trust in Him and having a relationship with Him.
救恩呢不是一件事情，乃是救恩呢就是一个人。我们相信呢不只是对的事情，而是相信耶稣这个人。
Now in closing, I do want to leave you with one last thought. If you take a look at these three things again that Jesus has authority over, the truth,the spiritual and the physical.
在最后呢，我要让大家留下这个耶稣的权柄在这个真理、属灵和肉身上的 一些点。
What does sinful man do with these three things?
在有罪的人他们来看这些事呢。
When it comes to truth, man-made philosophy says that man is the standard and the measure of all things.
在人的看来呢，真理呢就是以人为中心的哲学会说人就是一切事情的衡量和是真理的标准。我们从自己身上，我们就可以决定真理。
In our sinful nature, we say that we look to ourselves for truth. We look to ourselves to determine meaning and truth.
我们从自己身上呢来找这个真理，找意义。
Now, when it comes to the spiritual, what do? Once again, we look inward for what we think is true spirituality.
在属灵方面呢，人又怎么样呢？人就是常常要往自己身里面去寻找那个灵性。
And then when it comes to the physical, we look to human reason and logic and advancement in technology to solve the issues of our health.
在属肉体上面呢，人呢常常用这个理性和科学的进展来解决这些痛苦、患难、死亡的问题。
Now to be sure, there's nothing wrong with technology and medicine and all those things.
我不是说这个医药或这些科技有什么问题。
But oftentimes the mindset is idolatrous. We want immortality. We want to eradicate pain and suffering by our own devices.
其实这错误的观念是说，我们呢想要用我们自己的方法来解决这些问题。
But Jesus says you can't ultimately look to yourself.For any of these things.
但是耶稣说呢，你不要再从你自己去寻找这些事情。
You can't look to yourself for these things and find true fulfillment. You will always be left empty-handed.
你不要一直从自己人的作为来寻找，而想要得到完全的满足，其实你会得到的是一个空虚。
There might be temporary satisfaction, but in the end, you will find them lacking.
你可能得到暂时的满足，但是最后呢，你还是不会呀，并不是真的满足。
Instead, he says, "You must look to me."
所以他才说，你们要向看我。
And that is truly disruptive.
这就是何等颠覆性的看法。
It completely turns our understanding of reality upside down.
他将我们所认识、所认知的世界呢，还有文化价值观呢，完全的颠覆了。
It completely turns our sinful nature and our sinful desires upside down.
它将我们的罪性和欲望呢完全的翻转过来。
It really confronts our pride, doesn't it?
它真的是对我们这些我们的自我自傲有非常大的冲击性。
We have a tendency to want to save ourselves and think that we are our strength is adequate enough.
我们常常认为我们靠人就行，靠自己就行。
But salvation is found nowhere else than in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
救恩呢，除了在神的儿子耶稣基督以外，没有其他的道路。
My prayer is that you would not only know about Jesus in your heads.
我的祷告是不仅大家来教会读经，只是在头脑里面。
But also that you would encounter Jesus Himself, in His Word.
而是我们呢，再能在耶稣在神的话语呢，与耶稣自己来见相见。
And that when he disrupts your reality,
当他颠覆了你的想法的时候
that you would truly be transformed body and spirit.
你的灵魂跟你的身体呢，都会被耶稣来转变
by the power of his astonishing and disruptive authority.
因为他有那让人惊讶的大能，还有让颠覆性的权柄。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we confess that we have in our sinful nature an ongoing tendency to look to ourselves for salvation. Even when we don't think of it like that, it's what we do. It's what we turn to. We turn to ourselves, our own reasoning, our own devices, to better ourselves, to improve ourselves. But Lord, the gospel is truly disruptive in that it exposes us. It exposes the lies that we choose to live in. It exposes our inadequacies. It exposes our weaknesses. But the good news is that in exposing it, it also reveals. The gospel reveals that Jesus, Son of God, came to die for sinners like us because we couldn't do it any other way. We couldn't be saved without him. And that he took on our sin on that cross, was buried, and was raised again to prove that he is victorious over death, over the curse, that he is victorious over the spiritual and the physical, so that we can be joined to him through faith, by grace, to be saved. And Lord, we look forward to that day when he returns again and that salvation is completed, that we will have brand new resurrection bodies where your power is made known throughout all the ends of the earth, your authority made known to the ends of the earth. And so we worship you when we praise you for that revelation that you have drawn us to yourself here, and we can worship you in the truth. But Lord, may we not be content with just that. May we be compelled, Lord, to live for you, to spread the gospel, this good news, this disruptive news to our friends and families, because they desperately need you just as we do. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks for your spirit who indwells in every believer here, who brings clarity and who is the real teacher of this passage. And so, Lord, we ask that he would do a mighty work in our hearts even as we close our service. All for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.